This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. It's the final hour of the work week, baby. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, where we're going to spend all 3 hours
changing people's lives.
Get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to the dizzy stuff and the email stuff, I did want to, one final point on how the system, essentially, you can think about it like they're bank robbers. All our leaders of the West, they all collaborate now because they know if they collaborate, they can rob the bank easier. They can have a bigger haul. Here's the Treasury Secretary.
The bank must be bolder and more imaginative in its operational approach. For example, we know that subnational entities can sometimes have greater expertise and willingness to implement innovative projects. So what if we made it easier for cities to gain access to funding for climate-smart urban infrastructure? Operationally, we believe it's also important for the bank to develop new measures of success, such as clear targets that reflect its efforts to address both traditional goals as well as global challenges.
You ready for it? Here it comes. Ready for it? This is the Treasury Secretary. Look, it's important for the bank to not just focus on traditional goals, not just, you know, the whole money thing. It's important that they focus on other things.
National public finance alone will come nowhere close to the level of financing needed to effectively tackle global challenges and achieve sustainable development goals. We expect the evolution agenda to reflect the importance of private financing and domestic resource mobilization.
Sustainable development goals. You see, Janet Yellen, shoot, she's probably on the Mount Rushmore of the looters at this point in time. They have decided that we must all join forces to loot the place. Now, it's always at our expense. Who are you? Who am I? Well, we're just customers in the bank. In fact, we like the bank. Been with the bank for a while. Gave us good rate on our home loan. I know the cashier. Hey, get along real well. We want the bank to stick around, to prosper. Shoot, we need it to prosper. We're in trouble. But no, the robbery crew has other plans. Back to this Disney thing. I brought it up earlier. Just going to touch on it briefly. They're cutting 7,000 jobs and they're losing subscribers for the first time. One thing that's very, very interesting is people, I never really had a good grasp on this when I was younger. And now that I do kind of media stuff, I have a little bit better of a grasp on it. How much big companies, big rich companies are affected by recessions just like small companies are. We like to think that it's just the small mom and pop. And granted, you know, cuts by Disney may be the end. It may be bankruptcy for a small mom and pop store. Nevertheless, the cuts remain. People still lose their jobs. In this recession that has been brought by our government, by Western governments, this has all caused all of this. Everything you see is a response to COVID. The COVID lockdowns, I should say. Our response to COVID brought about every single thing you see right now. The job cuts, the inflation, the recession that's coming. This is the cost of fear. And as you see all these companies cut, it hits you that there's nobody who's recession-proof. Shoot, my industry, you think it is? It ain't. My industry ain't recession-proof. Advertisers start canceling, understandably, right? I'm not dogging on anybody. Oh, we got to batten down the hatches. Let's watch out for this. Nobody is recession-proof. And I actually take some comfort in that, and here's why. Well, I probably take comfort in it because our show's still killing it. That's one. But two, I take comfort in knowing that at least many of the bad guys from the past couple years, the COVID insanity, at least many of them will pay. Because it really bothers me when bad people get away, when bad people don't ever have to pay. I love it when bad people pay the price. I just have always really enjoyed that. It's probably something wrong with me. So I don't want you hurt. But when I find out Disney cutting jobs, cutting back, CEO fired, I got to be honest. It puts a smile on my face. And I need that smile because I can't get over how much this Senator Grassley bit just bothers me, how he speaks about the FBI like he's some spectator.
Other whistleblower disclosures to my office made clear that the FBI has within its possession very significant, impactful, and voluminous evidence with respect to potential criminal conduct by Hunter.
I forgot Chuck and I both used that word, voluminous.
And James Biden. These disclosures also allege that Joe Biden was aware.
I can't hear his old boring butt anymore. I'm moving on. We're moving on. I don't even want to do World War III yet, Chris. Can I hold that? Can I hold off on that for a second? You know what? No. Wait, let's just get it out of the way. Let's rip it like a Band-Aid, then we'll get it out of the way. One, according to the Washington Post, wait, I guess this is kind of breaking news.
It's journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
So this is courtesy of the Washington Post. That sound of my voice, you know what that is? That's me rubbing my forehead. It's out there now that those rockets Ukraine shoots at Russia, hitting Russian troops, Russian buildings, Russian equipment, that they don't send, this is according to the report, they don't send a single rocket out there unless they've been given coordinates by America. Russia was previously, I shouldn't say confused, they suspected, but Russia was a little lost as to how Ukraine could possibly get that accurate. We all like to imagine in our minds that war today is so technologically advanced that you just really sit in the back of a truck that has a bunch of rockets on it, and you go to some little computer screen, beep, 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 that's the sound computer screens make, Chris, beep, 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 you go to the computer screen and you just pick a little spot and you go, beep, that's the sound the button hits when you go fire on it, you go, beep, and then it shoots out of there, and then eventually it lands exactly where you want, but that's not true at all. You need to see what you're aiming at somehow, some way, satellite coordinates, aerial drones, aircraft. You need to know where you're shooting something. Have somebody out there lacing the target. It's more advanced than just sit in a room and press a button. Russia now finding out that we're the ones helping Ukraine send those rockets. That's right on the heels of the report, whether it's true or not, that we blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. That's right on the heels of Joe Biden announcing we're sending Abrams tanks over there. Look, Russia is a nuclear power. And please hear me when I tell you this. Russia cannot afford to just take this forever. There is a line. What that line is, I don't know. Have we crossed it? Are we about to cross it? Is the line a long ways away? I don't know. I'm not in Vladimir Putin's head. I'm not in the head of his military advisors. I don't know what the line is, but I do know there is one. And this ain't good. At some point in time, yeah, Chris said backing a dog into a corner. At some point in time, the dog's got to bite for their own survival, even if it's a bad dog. And Putin is a bad dog, and we don't like him. And I realize all that. Set all that aside for a moment. At some point, you're going to force him to bite. When he bites, that's going to hurt. No, I don't think Russian troops are going to land on American soil. I do, however, know they have the ability to hurt us and hurt the civilian population significantly. Definitely through cyber attacks and things like that. There's so much you can do cyber-wise. I can't find it. Someone wrote in an email to me. Actually, you know what? I have a little thing about this, just a brief thing before I get to that real quickly. You going to practice this weekend with your weapon? You should. Mantis X, it makes it so you can practice in the comfort of your home. Therefore, I have no excuse, and you have no excuse to skip practicing with your weapon this weekend. It attaches to your weapon. You dry fire practice in your home. All that precious, expensive ammo you have can stay right there on the shelf. Don't worry. You don't have to go join a range. You don't have to drive down to the range. No gas. Pull it out. Put it in your living room. They'll have you doing drills in your living room. They'll have you getting feedback, figuring out why you did what you did, getting better. Go to MantisX.com and get one today. All right? MantisX.com. Now, back to what I was talking about with the Russia thing really quickly. So how do these things look? How can you do these things? Well, remember, a lot of this stuff, believe me, I'm going to give you the 30,000-foot view of it because that's all I'm qualified to give. This goes into a cyber technical error that I'm just not qualified to do, but I do know what I'm about to tell you to be true. Like Israel, for example. You'll hear a lot of Israel attacking Iran because Iran has famously said, we're going to nuke them all. So Israel says, no, I don't think you will. And you'll hear some nuclear plant in Iran blowing up, to which almost always people will assume, oh, the Israelis, they snuck down there with a satchel charge and attached it. Not necessarily. Lots of these things are all done electronically now. You see, when you have a facility of any kind, an American power plant, water facility, sewage facility, an Iranian nuclear facility, whatever the facility may be, you have a bunch of different things at play. And it allows you to do a bunch of different things. And man, I'm stupid. I'm up against the break. Hang on. I'll finish my thought in a second.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
Fade away and not have to face the facts. It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you again, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours dedicated to your questions. Get them emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to the whole Russia thing, because in the wake of all this news, we're guiding the Ukrainian rockets and whatnot. I was just going over some ways that they can hurt us and kind of how a lot of this stuff works. And I'm just kind of giving you the 30,000-foot view. You'll hear about the Israelis blowing up some Iranian nuclear site. What you need to understand, and I can't give you the technical details. I'm way too stupid. I don't know. But these facilities, when it comes to power plants and water and sewer and nuclear and things like that, they really, really require things to be regulated the right way. And there's a reason, you can at least picture the movies. I can picture the movies where there's all these gauges and buttons and knobs. Well, why do you have all that? Why can't there just be an on or off switch? Why can't it just be like my fart button? It's not. There's a lot of stuff, but why? That's because different chemicals, different temperatures, different things produce different results. And you have to make sure things are regulated and regulated at the right time This is a totally stupid example, but this is how it was explained to me because the person knew I was stupid and they knew I could understand. They said, Jesse, okay, we are sitting here and we're building orange. We want to build the color orange. So we have a whole tank full of red. We need to add yellow. That'll produce orange. So I rely, because I'm not looking inside of these tanks, I rely on these gauges and things to tell me, when do I put the yellow in? How much yellow do I put in? Should I stop? Is there too much? Should I increase it? Should I add more? These things are no longer manual, meaning no longer do you need me sitting at the knobs deciding, oh, when do I add the yellow? How much yellow do I add? They have very smartly created computer programs that will figure it out for us. The yellow's too low. Add some yellow. It's a computer program. Well, today, we have this technology. Israel definitely does. I promise you, Russia does. China does. The technology is out there. And frankly, many countries do. There's a lot more than just those. We have the technology to put something like a virus in the computer, in the Iranian computer, in the American power plant computer, that says, oh no, danger, add yellow now. Only you're already overfilled with yellow. If you add any more yellow, you're going to hurt something. You're going to blow something up. But the computer thinks it has to add yellow, so it adds yellow. Did that make sense? Chris, did that make sense? You're stupid. You understand. See, if it made sense to Chris, what? Chris, it's fine. If it made sense to Chris, it'll make sense to you. That's how it was explained to me. He didn't put it exactly that way. I had to dumb it down a little more for myself, but that's how he explained it to me. Back to us. I'm trying to prep us for coming days. Because look, it's not just this. You know, China isn't taking our calls after the balloon. We let it fly across the whole country. And our defense secretary, that loser, Austin, he tried to get hold of China, said, hey, I want to speak to my counterpart over there. And China said, nah, what? He's busy. Sorry. Not interested. In fact, you want to talk about the chutzpah? How about that, Chris? Nailed it. They're demanding it be returned. They're demanding the return of the Chinese spy balloon debris. We're ramping up things with Russia. I'm just trying to help everyone understand what the beginnings, at least, and frankly, it'll go on throughout, of a conflict with these major powers. What do they look like? It looks like your power plant being blown up because of a computer virus. That's what it looks like. You don't have juice, and I don't mean for a day. I'm not talking, well, we just have to get a crew out there and get that down power line up. I'm talking weeks without juice. Do you think I'm kidding with you or just kind of blowing steam when I tell you to get an emergency 3-month food kit? Your grocery store is nothing but a building full of rotted food without power. Oh, they have a backup generator. Yep, for about 24 hours. And then, gone. You are 24 hours away from not having access to food. How long can you and everyone who lives in your home live on the food that you currently have in your pantry? My Patriot Supply has emergency 3-month food kits ready to go. They've got them $200 off. They ship them fast. They ship them anonymously. Please, by the way, keep it anonymous. Do not advertise this. And they'll send it to your front door. Get it? Stash it. Attic, garage, I don't care where you put it. Get it and stash it. Don't touch it. But back to what I was talking about. Okay, that's the power. That's your groceries. That's one of the many things that go away. Let me ask you something else. How's your hospital system look without power? Oh, no. I know they've got backup generators too. Not unlimited. Got a mom in hospital right now? Dad? Maybe you yourself have to go receive life-saving care? Think that hospital needs power for it? That's, you know, forget all that. The food and the power and the grocery store. Water. You and I, we've lived virtually our entire lives with access at all times to clean drinking water. We just have, this is America. Shoot, we have a sink right here in the studio, right here where we keep all of our white trash food in the kitchen. 10 feet from me, probably right now. I could definitely hit it if I threw something at it. All the fresh water I can drink. Shoot, I might just go guzzle a bottle in the break. What if that's gone? What if the water treatment plant and the power plant, what if they both get a little computer virus? You know your water treatment plant has to treat that water too. Oh, whoops. Did we say you were short on chlorine and the computer virus told you to add more, but you shouldn't have, and now you're sending poison out to everybody? Oopsie. Sorry. Did we just poison the civilian population? This is the future of war. And if this stuff seems crazy to you and abnormal to you, because like it does to me, because it does to me, understand that that's what they were looking at in wars like World War II, when you had fighter planes. And I know there were some fighter planes in World War I, I'm aware of that, but man, they went to a new level in World War II, and now they're, hold on, the planes are taking off from ships. Ships. Speaking of planes, I can't believe this. The Super Fortress I was talking about, I did a whole Doolittle raid thing, and I called the Super Fortress the B-28 instead of the B-29. People are calling me out all over the place, and I so deserve it. It's been vicious. I deserve every ounce of that. How did I do that? Chris, that's basically your fault. I don't know how you... What? It's your fault. All right. Enough. Get to some emails, and I'm glad you can read better than the people in Baltimore. I'll explain in a second.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. almost done with a Thursday, baby. Woohoo! Weekend is almost here, and that's good. And I have a headline I'm going to read to you. I'm going to read the headline. I'm going to get back to some emails and stuff. I'm going to read it because apparently no one in Baltimore can. Zero students proficient in math in 23 Baltimore schools. Test results reveal. Chris said, how? Well, there's something that goes on in this country. It's horrid. It's what we've become. But it's true. And the truth is this. You don't ever, under any circumstances, ever get to address any problems that might potentially make any part of the urban black community look bad. That's why when St. George Floyd dies in Minneapolis, that's why the entire nation blamed the cops, left and right. They all blame the cops. The cops are the problem. Or they, remember they removed Aunt Jemima off the freaking syrup bottles? They kicked the Indian off Orlando Lakes. You can do all those things. The NFL had end racism in the end zones. You can do all those things, but man, you can't ever address drugs, education, family environment, because those things, if you actually dig into those things, one, they might actually work, and two, what if it doesn't make black people look good? We have a black protection racket in this country. It is. It's embarrassing. Doesn't help anyone. Hurts the entire country. Everybody. Black, white, everyone. Hurts everyone. You can't ever, ever, ever address a real problem. And this goes on beyond, this goes beyond race too. We had a virus, COVID. We had a virus and we know all the numbers and we knew them very early on. It's not like we know them now. We knew very early on this. We knew if you had a vitamin D deficiency that you were going to struggle with COVID. And we knew if you were fat, you were going to struggle with COVID. It's just one of those things that really attacked you if you were overweight. And so we quickly shut down the gyms and we quickly told everybody to go home. So get out of the sun and don't exercise. Whatever you do, don't go on a nationwide campaign from the president to the CDC to entertainment. Don't go on a nationwide campaign of go for a walk. Today, 20 minutes of sunshine, go for a walk. A go for a walk campaign. Something simple, something everyone could embrace, something that would have made the entire country better and healthier, would have prevented who knows how many COVID deaths. Go for a walk today. Not one suggestion. Not one. Not from the system. Why can't they do math or read in Baltimore? Because a lot of these inner city black schools are war zones. And I know because the teachers email my show. I love that you listen, by the way. I'm very, very impressed by what you do. If you're one of these teachers or counselors at these schools going through this every day, they're war zones because so many of these kids don't have parents, or if they do, the parents suck. And these kids show up, they don't have any idea how to act. They don't have any idea about manners. They don't have any idea about violence or anything like that. And so even if you get a good teacher in this school, which mostly you won't, don't get me wrong, there are some saints and angels in there, but mostly you're going to have turd teachers in a turd school because a good teacher doesn't want to go to school in a war zone every single day. They want to go someplace where they can be safe. But let's say you even are a good teacher and you're sitting there surrounded in a class that's too big and you have 40 kids in your class and 10 of them don't know how to act. They're violent, disruptive, disrespectful. They've actually threatened to physically harm you, the teacher, several times. Your entire class is going to be focused on making sure those 10 future criminals don't hurt any of the other kids who really want to learn, because there are tons of kids in there who don't want to learn. They want to get out. They don't want to live that life. They want a better life for themselves. They want a better neighborhood. But you got to focus on the criminals. And so your whole time you're focusing on the criminals. The other kids don't get to learn math. What happens? Well, you have graduating class after graduating class after graduating class of people from inner city black schools who can't read or write or do any of the basics. They can't form a sentence. They've been completely cheated by the education system. Why? Well, we certainly can't have a conversation about black neighborhoods in the city. Not an honest one. My goodness, what are you, some kind of racist? What are you, one of these? Are you one of these Nazis?
You have swatting happening and Nazis walking around. It is a scary time.
He's been playing the racist card. He said, I'm a nationalist. David Duke comes out the next day saying, thank you. Thank you so much.
We now know that we have in the White House someone who could lead the Ku Klux Klan in the United States of America. Somebody who could be the leader of the neo-Nazi and publish just his words.
This is still a white supremacist house. You still have actual Nazis in the house.
We had a black drug addict die in Minneapolis, and very quickly Republicans and Democrats began working together on federal police reform legislation. Not federal drug legislation. Nothing about family legislation. What about some sort of legislation that encouraged instead of disincentivized the American family? A man marrying a woman, staying with the woman, making babies, and staying at home and raising those babies. Nothing like that. No. We all joined together as a nation to decide just how racist we are and how much the cops suck. And now, things are worse than ever. And they'll only continue to get worse because we haven't even begun to have the conversation yet. And no one wants to have it. Why do we have all these kids graduating high school, and they can't read proficiently? You should see the reading scores. They're worse than the math scores. They can't read proficiently. Why? Well, don't ask that question, Whitey. What are you, some kind of Nazi? Well, you're probably on the side of the cops. That's why. We live in this absurd. You know what would be hilarious? They won't send it to me because they never send it to me anymore because I always just laugh. You know what would be hilarious? Will be the complaints we get to corporate after this little rant. It'll all be racist stuff. What a racist. Who's this white supremacist? What a Nazi. We won't get one email. Well, I will to the show because you'll send it in. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. But the bosses, the suits who get all the... Sorry, guys, they get all my complaints. They won't get one email saying, you know what? Man, he nailed that. We need some real reforms that don't involve yelling at the cops. Not one. There won't be one. There'll be a bunch, though. What a Nazi! Because if you even suggest real solutions, if you even suggest maybe the community itself needs to make some cultural adjustments, if you even hint at that, everyone just wants to scream racist. Because you're not allowed to have real solutions in a late-stage republic. I'll go back to the COVID thing I just brought up. You're not allowed real solutions. Exercise? What? Vitamin D? Maybe some cheap available pharmaceutical like ivermectin if it works? What? No. Gosh, what? Go home and shut down your business. Are you crazy? No, we don't need... You don't need exercise. We need one-way grocery aisles. Remember those? We need grocery aisles that only go one direction. That's the real solution. Because in a late-stage republic, they actually can't even afford for you to have solutions. They can't afford for you to find solutions. What in the world would Pfizer do if you wake up tomorrow and decide to get physically in shape? How are you going to use Pfizer anymore? You won't. If you get sunshine and exercise tomorrow, you're not going to need your 19th booster shot. They can't have that. A late stage republic can't have that. They have looting to do. They can't have you waking up. Another thing about Baltimore, which really sucks because Baltimore, I spent some time there back in the day, and Baltimore's been dangerous my whole life. I don't want to act like, wow, it was just white picket fences back in the day. It's been dangerous, but it wasn't near as bad before. I've taken the fam there. I had a lot of fun in Baltimore. Stuffed myself on crab cakes in Baltimore. But what's really sad is it's really been one of the abortion hubs of this country for a very long time. If you look at the abortion numbers out of Baltimore, obviously still legal. I mean, it's like... They hand them out like Tic Tacs over there. I really admire that preborn, that they wade into those places. You know, preborn isn't setting up a pro-life clinic in my neighborhood. They're not going to get much business there. They go into the belly of the beast and tell these scared young ladies, hey, you got options. Hey, we've got options for you. Hey, we've got a free ultrasound for you. It's free. Just come listen. And she hears the heartbeat and she chooses life. They're saving lives every day. Preborn saved lives today, and they did it, credit to you, with your money. That $28 you gave to Preborn, it bought that ultrasound. That young lady's going to have a baby now because of you. And Preborn's going to spend 2 years taking care of her if she needs it. Diapers, formula, needs a place to stay. Preborn's got her covered because of you. Preborn.com/Jesse. $140 gets you five of them. Go and give. Preborn.com/Jesse. All right. Social Security. Why is this coming up now? Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show. And then we're rocking and rolling, baby, on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, where you always have to remember.
You know, freedom is not free.
And you have to remember to get your questions emailed in now. Right now. All 3 hours on Friday. It's you and your questions. Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get them into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Questions like this one. Jesse, which collection would you rather have? Authentic Japanese samurai armor or revolutionary Civil War era field artillery and naval cannons? Let the bar eat. And that is from Bruce. All right. I wasn't going to answer this. I was going to save this till tomorrow, but I have to address this before we get into Social Security and then headlines, and we're going to get out of here. My answer hurts me. I want you to know it may hurt you. It hurts me. The patriot in me. I want those Civil War, Revolutionary War cannons. Shut up, Chris. Let me finish. I want those Revolutionary War, Civil War cannons. Because America, baby, like we just said.
You know, freedom is not free.
But don't we all have to acknowledge that Japanese samurai armor is kind of sick? Yeah, we do, Chris. They even had the face masks. And you remember the history of that? Remember when I taught you the history of that, Chris? Remember the Japanese, originally, their armor looked like what you would picture an old Chinese army to have. Standard armor, you know, that Asian-looking armor stuff. They didn't have the flaps on the shoulders and things like that. And then, remember, every bit of land on Earth is conquered land. No, you self-hating Americans, it's not just the saintly Indians who were oppressed there. Every bit of land is conquered land. Japan had the same problem. They had these tribal peoples who simply would not succumb. And they started making war on these tribal peoples. And they were getting their butts kicked because the tribal peoples were better on horseback. And the tribal peoples had armor that allowed them more flexibility. That's why you see things like the flaps and things like that. The heavy metal stuff, it wasn't enough with some tribal lunatic cruising by you on a horse, shooting an arrow into your neck. So the Japanese, they adjusted over time and adopted the more native armor, if you will, and that's where the Japanese samurai armor came from. I've got to be honest. Chris, the Shogun needs samurai armor. Chris, won't this be wild? I shouldn't say won't this. If this day would ever come, imagine this day. Imagine the show gets so big that we actually can afford a real, genuine set of Japanese samurai armor. What, Chris? I know I'm a little taller than them, Chris. We can still... I don't have to wear it. I mean, I would like to wear it. I'm going to wear it. Yeah, I'm totally wearing it. I'm wearing it when I'm doing the show. I'll wear it when I do the show, Chris. Absolutely. I want the samurai armor. All right. Now, there's something else the Japanese had that many other nations didn't, and it really helped them with their various conquests. You know what the Japanese had? That's right, Chris. It's testosterone. That's what they had. Chalk wasn't around back then. But maybe they were taking the Japanese version of the male vitality stack from chalk long before chalk ever came out with the natural herbal supplements, the way to get your testosterone up 20% in 90 days. Maybe that was the key. Maybe it wasn't the Meiji restoration. Maybe it was the chalk restoration over there. What, Chris? Maybe it was. Maybe the ladies were on the female vitality stack. Those Japanese chicks are hot. I don't know. Go to chalk.com. Promo code Jesse gets you 35% off a subscription. And you don't even have to wear samurai armor or get stabbed in the stomach or anything like that. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse for more testosterone without tearing out your own guts. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. That gets you 35% off the subscriptions. Now, this real quick I want to hit before I get to headlines. Biden, you heard him in the State of the Union. I'm not going to play it again. You heard him talk about Social Security. hey, the Republicans want to cut Social Security. And the Republicans freaked out. And Biden, because the lie was so big, he actually almost tried to check himself. Well, no, not all of you. Well, just a few. It's not even the majority. I mean, it was just an outright lie. And he doubled down on it. He doubled down on it today. Joe Biden got up, said this.
I know that a lot of Republicans, their dream is to cut Social Security and Medicare. Well, let me say this. If that's your dream, I'm your nightmare.
Why is he doing it, though? It's so dishonest. It's so easily disproven that it doesn't make sense, does it? Why go this route? Social Security, why? Well, because Democrats are facing serious headwinds going into 2024. There's now reliable polling out showing Joe Biden losing both to Trump and DeSantis in 2024. It's a long way away. Don't get your hopes up, but there's polling out that shows that. Joe Biden's historically unpopular. And so when you face situations like this, here's the deal. You and I always have to keep in mind that it is, sadly, the low infos who decide elections. You don't get to decide elections. I don't get to decide elections. When I ran for Congress in Arizona, my opponent, Gabrielle Giffords, because I'd been asked several times on camera about Social Security and whatnot, and I'd said several things. I called it a Ponzi scheme, which it is by the dictionary definition. I said, we have to reform it. We have to do it. Look, it has to be reformed. It's going to bankrupt the nation. It has to be, whatever way you do it. The Giffords campaign simply took all the different video and they edited it to make it look like I wanted to eliminate it. Of course, it was dishonest, but that's politics, whatever. It's a contact sport. I'm not bitter about it. And it worked like a charm for a few weeks because we ran out of money because the establishment hated me. For a few weeks, Gabrielle Giffords was on TV telling seniors in my area that I was going to take away their Social Security. And I can't count how many Republican seniors came up to me or staffers of mine saying, hey, I just voted for Giffords today. I always liked you, but I can't afford you taking away my Social Security. And I remember the anger I used to feel because I was such a young hothead then. Thank goodness I'm so calm now. I was such a young hothead then. I remember the anger and resentment I used to feel for those people when they would say that. I really genuinely wanted to just go off. You idiot. You are so stupid. Not only should you not be allowed to vote, you shouldn't be allowed to eat a bowl of soup alone. And like I would think about that. I would have fantasies about going off about things like that. But the truth is, that's most of the population. Low infos. They don't know squat. And guess what? Now we've gotten to the point where even if you watch Fox News all day long, and you don't really know the real issues, some of them sure, but not all of them. You got to dig now. You got to go seek out podcasts, radio shows. You have to read the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which can be bought at jessekellybook.com. What, Chris? You have to go seek things out now. Most people are low infos. I'm bringing this up to tell you, this Social Security attack, no, it won't work on you. You're not an idiot. It'll work on a bunch of people. It will. Tell seniors you're going to take away their Social Security, they'll vote for Adolf Hitler tomorrow if he promises to keep it. They will. It's a fact. All right. What else is a fact is that tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your question emailed in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. One question, please. We're getting a little overwhelmed, but that's fine. Send what you got. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind the scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.